It's the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Maybe it's much too early in the game.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 29th of December? Are you well? Busy planning your New Year's Eve festivities? My daughter has 4 parties she plans on going to, but I think old boring mom and dad are going to have a nice little dinner at home, just the two of us. I think that's what we'll do. What about you? What will you do to ring in the new year?
When it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year. I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of 1,000 invitations you receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. But in case I stand one little chance, in advance, what are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
That's just too good to not listen to all the way through. That's the nice thing about the Sound Kitchen as a podcast. I don't have to be sure the show is over at exactly 9 minutes and 45 seconds anymore. You just heard Nancy Wilson singing Frank Lesser's song, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, from a recording she made in 1964. Bless her, she died just a few weeks ago. Wonderful voice, don't you think? If you celebrated Christmas this past week, I hope you had a wonderful day and that Santa Claus was very nice to you. Did you see the photos of the Paris Christmas lights I put up on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Club's Facebook pages? Pretty splendid. Even though my photographic skills are not going to win any prizes, at least you get the idea. We received so many Christmas and New Year's wishes from you all, and every one of us from RFI English thanks you sincerely. I do have to tell you that RFI no longer makes calendars. So sorry. Budget cuts, you know. But say you love us anyway, even without a calendar.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby. I do.
Oh, Susan, I love you.
I love Susan Owensby.
Oh, damn, Susan. I love Susan Owensby.
Ha! How about that as a blast from the past? Remember how David Page always opened his show? I made that to tease him.
تاسو اورئ سوزنز بی د ساوند کچن پروگرام کې ریډیو فرانس انټرنیشنل سره.
That was Golala Ismail, a Pashtun human rights activist from Pakistan and the chairperson of Aware Girls and the Seeds of Peace Network. I had the great honor of meeting her. Do you remember when she came on the Sound Kitchen? She was here in 2016 when her organization, Aware Girls, was awarded the Jacques Chirac Foundation Prize for the Prevention of Conflict. The quiz question this week is about the Chirac Prevention of Conflict Prize, so don't touch that dial. There's also a bit of listener news and music by request from listener Jayanta Chakrabarty. We're wrapping up our 2 months of your musical requests by a female singer, so you can start sending in your favorite song by a male singer now. We'll listen to those throughout January and February. Be sure you tell us why the song and the singer are your favorite, and include the link in a brief translation if you can. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 24th of November, I asked you a question about Interpol, the international organization that facilitates police cooperation. The current head of Interpol, Meng Hongwei, disappeared in his native China in September. The Chinese government has since said that he is, and I quote, under investigation by the National Supervision Commission for alleged violations of laws, end quote. He was to serve through 2020. So on November 21st, Interpol had to elect an acting head to serve out the rest of Meng Hongwei's term. There were two candidates, and I asked you to tell me the name of the man who was named acting head of the agency and which country he's from. I also asked you to send in the name of the other candidate, as well as his home country, and why his nomination was controversial. The answer is Kim Jong-yang of South Korea. Kim Jong-yang will serve out Meng's term until 2020. In 2015, Kim became Interpol's vice president for Asia. The other candidate was Russian Alexander Prokopchuk, a former major general at Russia's Interior Ministry, currently one of Interpol's four vice presidents and head of the agency's bureau in Russia. As RFI English reported on November 21st, there had been growing calls from some Western nations and Russian dissidents to reject Prokopchuk over concerns that Moscow had used the agency to target political opponents. The winners of this week's quiz are... Two this week from Rajasthan, India, Mrs. Suki Devi, and first-time quiz player Savita Sharma. Welcome, Savita. I hope I'll see your name every week now. There are three RFI Listeners Club members this week, from Eselben, Germany, Mr. Ralph Rabanchik, Radhakrishna Pillai-N from Kerala State, and P. Sivashan Mugam from Tamil Nadu, both in India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As noted at the top of the show, the Jacques Chirac Foundation. Jacques Chirac served as president of France from 1995 to 2007, and he articulated so clearly when he spoke, I always understood every single word of his speeches. Yay, Mr. Chirac, thanks for that. Anyway, the Jacques Chirac Foundation gives two prizes each year. One is to a cultural organization which uses the arts to work towards peace in areas of conflict, and one is to an individual who works for the prevention of conflict. This week's question is about the Chirac Prize for the Prevention of Conflict. You're to tell me the name of the person who won, where she is from, and why she was awarded the prize. Again, who was awarded the 2018 Jacques Chirac Foundation Prize for the Prevention of Conflict? Why did she win, and what country is she from? You have until the 28th of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 2nd of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
And don't forget, we have a special number just for you, which is connected to our sound editor. Call and leave us a message, and we can put you on the air. The number is +331 84 22 95 82. That's +331 84 22 95 82.
We have some new members to welcome to the RFI Listeners Club, and one is a radio brother. Hello to Basil Rahman, who's the Chief Executive Officer for the Bangladesh NGOs Network for Radio and Communication in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Also from Dhaka, there's Manzurul Alam Ripon, who belongs to the Uttaran Listeners Club, and hailing from Pszczół, Poland, Adam Gerzenia. So glad you've joined us. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. And for all you teachers out there, if you would like stamps and postcards for your students, just send a note to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr and I'll make up a nice package for them. All you have to do in return is send me a photograph of the children with their stamps and postcards so we can all share the joy. And speaking of joy, what lovely, joyous thing did you see this week? For me, it was a baby, a little not-walking-yet baby, being pushed along in his stroller by his mom. He looked at me and scrunched up his face, and I made exactly the same face back at him, which made him laugh and laugh and laugh. Obviously, I laughed too, and continued on my way with a big old silly grin on my face. I tell you, I never want to meet a person who can resist a laughing baby. So what about you? What lovely little or big nice thing did the universe recently send you? Write and share with us that little spark of joy you witnessed recently. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Erwan Rome for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Talk to you on next Saturday's podcast on rfienglish.com when we'll hear your New Year resolutions. To end our new segment on your favorite music by a female singer, I'll play you out with RFI Listeners Club member Jayanta Chakrabarty's favorite. Written and sung by French woman Isabelle Geffray, who's better known as Zaz, this song is called Que Vendra, which means what will come in Spanish, although the rest of the lyrics are in French. Jayanta wrote, and I quote, "My choice of this particular song stems from the following factors. The lyric of the song has practical meaning. What will come. Still, we ride our path without thinking what will be tomorrow. Getting lost in life's journey means you've found yourself, knowing that you will have to continue. The lady artist puts all her emotion while conveying this message. Again, the rhythm, tempo, and beat make Que Vendra very interesting and entertaining." Thanks, Jayanta. Jayanta Chakrabarty lives in New Delhi, India. I'm waiting to hear from you and your favorite song by a male artist, as well as why the song and the singer move you. And if your favorite didn't make it on this time, don't worry. I've saved every one of your entries, so eventually your requests will go on the air, promise. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Qu'importe là où je vais, tant que j'ai l'audace de tenir la main de l'autre pour aimer le temps qui passe. Dans tout ce que je fais, la rage et l'amour s'embrassent. Qu'elle soit mienne ou qu'elle soit vôtre, la vie nous dépasse. Que vendrá, que vendrá. Yo escribo mi camino sin pensar, sin pensar. ¿Dónde acabará? dans mes joies, dans mes peines, dans mes choix, dans mes larmes. Je laisse aller mes sentiments. Au mieux on écrit son chemin comme on se soigne pour aimer indifféremment. Sur les sables mouvants d'un passé qui s'effondre, je me raccroche à ce que j'aime. Prenons soin de chaque seconde. Les heures prendront soin d'elles-mêmes. Que vendra, que vendra. Escribo mi camino sin pensar, sin pensar. ¿Dónde acabará? Que vendrá, que vendrá. Escribo mi camino. Si me pierdo es que ya me he encontrado y sé. Sans savoir ce qui nous attend un peu plus tard. Laissez parler, mon instinct me guérit. Puisque tout cela est bien trop court, j'aimerais jusqu'à mon dernier jour, jusqu'à mon dernier souffle de vie. Que vendra, que vendra. Jusqu'où j'irai, j'en sais rien. Sin pensar, sin pensar. Sans penser à demain. Que vendra, que vendra. Escribo mi camino. Si me pierdo es que ya me he encontrado y sé que debo continuar. Yeah.